The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God makes it very clear in His Word that He isn't trying to save the world at this time. But if you are one God is calling and leading to repentance, and you refuse to heed that calling, that's not a good position to be in. That would be the clay refusing to be pliable in the hands of the master potter. Notice what God has to say through the Apostle Paul here in Romans 9, beginning in verse 18. Therefore he has mercy on whom he will, speaking of God here, saying that God the Father and Jesus Christ, they have mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. His mercy here means that he calls whom he wills. And we've made it very clear on this program, time after time, that God isn't calling everyone today. God has a special purpose for those that He is calling and training so they will be qualified to be used to help Him to save the world when Christ returns. So God says He has mercy on whom He wills. In other words, He opens their heart, their mind, and their understanding to understand the plan of salvation and God's way. And He doesn't open the heart and the mind and the understanding at this time of everyone. But God makes it very plain in many other places that He will open everyone's heart and mind and understanding after the second resurrection. Paul continues here in verse 19. He said, "You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Well, who are we to tell God how to do his work, how to run his business, and how to work out his plan of salvation? Well, we're no one. No one tells God what to do. Verse 21, does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel of honor and another of dishonor? In other words, can't God do as he wants to with human beings and call whom he wants to now and when he wants to later on? God is a master potter, and in the process of putting the finishing touches on his clay models, those he is calling and leading to repentance, those that accept his invitation, and he's doing this for a special purpose at this time. So we will be qualified to rule and reign with Christ when we are born into the family of God at the return of Jesus Christ. God is forming and shaping those he calls in this life to help him teach and save the world after the return of Jesus Christ. At that time, God will set his hand to save the world. God will open the heart and the mind of everyone and invite everyone to come to him and be saved. You can be one that will be there, working with Christ and doing this, if God invites you now and you accept that invitation. But you can't come to Christ as you are. You must repent and begin to make changes in your life. Notice what Christ had to say here in Matthew 16, verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." You have to desire to follow Christ, his word. You have to desire to live by it. Most people don't today. But did you notice? Christ said, if you desire to follow him, you have to want to do that, my friends. That's something that you need to understand. You have to desire a way of life, and that is God and Christ's way of life. God gave you and I a mind. That's something that he didn't do to any of his physical creation of animals, fowl, creeping things, only to mankind. God gave you a mind so you could think, plan, create, make decisions as to what you want to do and how you want to live your life. God says, if you seek him, you will find him. God won't harden or keep anyone from understanding the plan of salvation and living by it and living in that plan if you desire to find God and his way and the plan of salvation. You may desire to live God's way that Christ set the example of, or you may desire to love self and stay the way you naturally are. The choice is yours. But I can tell you, if you desire to choose to remain as you are, especially when God is inviting you to come to Christ and repent and change your way, you are making a very bad choice and will reap a penalty that's not good. Notice what Christ goes on to say here in verse 25. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. In other words, if you desire to stay the way that you are, knowing that you should change your life, if God is inviting you, calling you to repentance, and you just stubbornly, rebelliously refuse, God says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. In other words, you are going to lose out on eternal life. You are going to wind up in the lake of fire and be burned to death. But he goes on here and says, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Yes, if you lose your way of selfishness, of lust, of greed, of pride, of vanity, of jealousy, the way that you naturally are and the way that you naturally think is right, God says, if you lose that, you get rid of self, you overcome self, and you put on Jesus Christ and build the mind, the attitude, and the character of God and Christ, God says, you will be given eternal life. Verses 26 and verse 27 continues here, for what has a man profited if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul or his own life? Yes, what have you profited if you live your way and you lose out on eternal life? If you are burned up in the lake of fire, well, you haven't profited a thing. It's only a loss for you. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul or his life? In other words, you can't buy eternal life. It's a free gift from God. But God makes it very clear that he will only give it to those that he can form, mold, and shape, and train to be like him so that he can use them in helping him to save the world after Christ returns. Verse 27, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father and his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. There is coming a time when you will be rewarded, and when that time comes, you will want a good reward. What will it be? That's something that you need to think about now, my friends. You will want a good reward, and you need to think about that and work toward that good reward. Your reward will be up to you. It will be a good one if you will yield to the Master Potter and repent and become converted, changed, and continue that process by being pliable in the hands of God, so he can form, mold, and shape you as a vessel of righteousness, fitted perfectly in his temple or kingdom to be established on the earth very soon now. A potter has a purpose for what he makes, and he also has a purpose for the way he forms and shapes the vessel he makes, and he uses clay that he can work with. God says he's the potter, and we human beings are the clay. And God can only use the clay models, that is, the physical human beings that he can form, mold, and shape for his purpose. God uses the analogy of the physical potter and the clay to teach us a lesson, and that is that we should be pliable in the hands of God, so he may form and shape us to become the way God is. God is holy, God is perfect, and God has a mindset and an attitude and character that can't sin, that can't break his righteous and holy laws, the Ten Commandments, that he has commanded mankind to live by. You can't form self to be like God and Christ. You can't do that on your own. It takes God and Christ living in you through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. God says he gives his Spirit to those that obey him. Notice what Christ had to say here in Acts 5, verse 32, inspired one of the apostles to state this, and we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. God hasn't bound himself to give anyone his Spirit unless they obey him. As I've said so many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, that you can't come to Christ just as you are. There are requirements that you must meet, so says God and Christ, and those requirements are very plain and clear in God's Word. Notice what Christ had to say here in Acts 2, verse 36. On the day of Pentecost, he inspired the Apostle Peter to make this statement. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. God tells us that we are all guilty of killing Jesus Christ. It is the sins of the world that Christ died for. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? When you understand that you are guilty of killing your Savior, then you will want to repent and change your way of life. You will want to know what you should do, as they did here. And verse 38, Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God brings you to repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, but you have to accept that. Peter tells us what we must do step by step. Repent, quit sinning, the breaking of God's law. You begin to change your way, the way that you live your life. You begin to obey God's law. Then God promises His Holy Spirit to those that obey Him, which will enable you, if you continue to strive to change your thinking, your attitude, your character, and grow spiritually and build the mind of Jesus Christ. But God's Spirit doesn't do it all for you. You have to struggle to overcome self and to lose self. Notice verse 39, "For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Now, what promise is he speaking of here? He's speaking of the promise of the Holy Spirit. And when it comes right down to it and you understand it, it means the promise of eternal life as well. So God says the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. God says as many as he calls now in this age, and he isn't calling everyone, but if he is calling you, my friends, you would be putting yourself on dangerous ground if you didn't accept that calling. Yes, God promises his Holy Spirit and eternal life to those he calls. Now, if God is calling you, then you will want to meet the requirements in this passage, and it's up to you whether or not you accept that call or that invitation. Notice in verse 40 and verse 41, "And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation." And that means from this crooked generation. A generation, a world, that isn't living God's way, is what Peter is speaking about here. "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized." Notice that, my friends. Those that gladly received his word. And that means the word of God that Peter was preaching. Those that gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Yes, you have to gladly receive the Word of God if you want to come to God, if you want to repent. You have to want to change your life. You have to want to quit ignoring God's law, trampling on His holy time and His other commandments. And God says, if you do that, you repent and you're baptized, then you are being one of those pieces of clay that God the Master Potter will be forming and molding and shaping to become like him, to be fitted in the body of Christ, and eventually to be fitted in the government and in the temple, the kingdom of God. If you would like more guidance in a spiritual sense, we invite you to request our free articles, Journey to the Kingdom and Coming to Baptism. And all you need to do to receive those articles is just call us at the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Call us, pick up the phone and give us a call. If no one is there to answer your call, leave us a message and we will get back to you very shortly. Call us at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening on this station daily or weekly, depending as to which station you hear the Way It Ought to Be program on. Have a good day, and may God open your mind to choose His way.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.